This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Oregon State Senate has crafted and passed a bill to allow killing of dementia patients or the mentally ill by starvation, dehydration. At a time when other states, from Hawaii to Nevada, are awakening and killing these bills, the despicable process of dying by dehydration is being excused as some kind of simple update to the assistance in early death in Oregon. Oregon Right to Life says it will fight the bill in the state house. When two black community leaders noted that the National Museum of African American History failed to include the eugenic threat of abortion, they created a demonstration on the public forum of the sidewalk outside the museum. They are now suing the museum for compelling them to leave and depriving them of their First Amendment rights. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. The European Court of Human Rights is essentially chastising British courts, telling them they may not order life support pulled from 10-month-old Charlie Gard until a hearing next Monday. Parents have funds for treatment in the U.S. for Charlie's mitochondrial disorder. In other headlines, again, yet fewer women are traveling from North Ireland to Britain for abortions, and the U.N. continues to try forcing Ireland into accepting abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This has been Life News Radio.